And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're going to work on your financial freedom today by telling you not one, not two, but possibly three or more fairy tales. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Today is story time on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And what I have prepared for you are some fairy tales. Now, some of you are you reaching for the dial. Don't reach for the dial. There's actually some logic behind what I'm about ready to share with you. So buckle up. Let's have some fun. But before we get into fairy tales, let's talk about what a fairy tale is, because you may have a different opinion with regards to a fairy tale than I have. And if we're not on the same sheet of music, then I might tell you these fairy tales, and these fairy tales may go off the rails, and they may not make the point that I'm trying to help you make. Let's talk about fairy tales. A fairy tale is a short story that belongs to the folklore genre. Such stories typically feature magic, enchantments, and mythical or fanciful beings. In most cultures, there are no lines that clearly separate myth from folklore or fairy tales. And all of these together form the literature of pre-literate societies. Now, fairy tales may be distinguished from other folk narratives, such as legends and explicit moral tales, including beast fables. Prevalent elements include dragons, dwarfs, elves, fairies, giants, gnomes, goblins, griffins, merfolk, monsters, monarchy, pixies, talking animals, trolls, unicorns, witches, wizards, magic, and enchantments. Yeah, and I got all that from Wikipedia. Yeah, I didn't make any of that up. I borrowed that from Wikipedia because I thought Wikipedia did a pretty good job of summing up what a fairy tale is. So, what's the implication for you? What are the things that I'm trying to share with you today that a fairy tale probably has shared with you somewhere in your past? Now, I know you have heard fairy tales in your life. I know you were told stories as a child. Maybe your parents sat you down and read you from the Brothers Grimm. Or maybe they read you some other form of fairy tale. Or maybe you went to a movie and you saw a fairy tale unfold before your eyes on the cinematic screen. Or maybe a friend sat you down and shared with you a story that they heard the other day. My point is this. Whether you heard the fairy tales or you didn't really hear the fairy tales, they were out there. And they were out there for a specific reason. Now, historically, fairy tales were used to convey information, usually to children, about things that they should be aware of. And rather than sitting a child down and lecturing them, it was easier to convey your point if you sat them down and you told them a story that they could wrap their heads around. And that story would wrap around some type of moral or some type of end result that the parent or the loving person that was sharing the story wanted the child to absorb. And they would tell these stories over and over again, thus reinforcing in the child the fairy tale or the moral or the point of the story. Del Walmsley, founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, likes to tell a fairy tale. He does. Now, I'm not saying anything bad about Del. Don't take me out of context. The story that he likes to tell is the story of the goose that laid the golden eggs. Now, if you've never heard Del tell this story, you're kind of missing it. You're missing out. And here's why. That story has a very, very important point behind it that you as a real estate investor need to understand. So the goose that laid the golden eggs weaves lessons about wealth building into its narrative. In the story, a farmer discovers that his goose lays eggs of pure gold, each one a small fortune. Day by day, the eggs, well, they pile up, and they promise a steady climb out of poverty, a classic metaphor for passive income, like dividends if you own stocks or the passive income that comes from rental properties, which I enjoy. But greed overtakes the farmer. Impatient for instant riches, he slits the goose open, hoping to grab all the gold at once, but only to find nothing inside. His golden source is gone forever. A stark warning about the perils of short-sighted greed versus sustainable wealth. Now, the reason Dell likes that story is because it kind of symbolizes what we're all about as Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor education and mentoring company. It is designed to teach you the correct way to invest in real estate assets. The type of assets that we invest in are residential-based assets. Now, we do have some members that expand out into other forms of commercial, but they don't expand out until they master the residential piece. Because we have found that amongst all the different forms of real estate out there, residential income-producing properties are the properties that you need to get into your portfolio if you want to get yourself to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. All right, now check it out. Let's talk about Jack, and let's talk about the beanstalk. Yeah, you know where I'm going, right? Okay, I mean, this is probably the fairy tale that has been made into, how many movies has it been made into, or how many children's short stories has it been made into, or how many made for TV movies has it been? This one's been played a lot. So you probably know the basics of this particular fairy tale, but do you know the real message? So let's get into the story, and then we'll get into the message. Picture a dusty village where Jack, a boy with nothing but a bony cow named Milky White, faces a grim future. His mother, desperate, tells him, sell the cow at the market. Now, she doesn't have a gruff voice like that, but I can't do a woman's voice, so that's the voice you got. Instead, Jack meets a mysterious old man who offers 5 magic beans for the beast. It's a gamble. Trading a tangible asset for a wild promise. His mother, furious, tosses the beans out the window, but overnight, magically, a beanstalk rockets up into the clouds. In the morning, Jack climbs the beanstalk, only to find a giant's castle brimming with treasures, a harp that sings, a hen that lays golden eggs, not the same hen, a different hen than the other story, and heaps of gold. Through cunning and 3 perilous trips, Jack steals these riches, kills the giant, and returns home a wealthy man. Sounds like it ends pretty good for Jack, right? Not so good for the giant, but it ends pretty good for Jack. So let's get into the story. Let's get into the message. This tale is a whirlwind of high risk, high reward investing. The beans are like pieces of real estate that have been worn out, that nobody wants. They almost seem like they're nearly worthless. To most people, they are worthless, but they have explosive potential. Jack's success hinges on boldness and seizing opportunities others can't see. Yet there is a shadow. His wealth, it came from theft, raising questions about ethics in pursuit of riches. And unlike the goose's steady income, Jack's windfall is a one-time score, a reminder that if you decide to do speculative ventures, they can pay off, but you have to be educated on how to do the speculative investments. A tired, worn out piece of real estate. Let's call it a single family house. Let's say it's in a neighborhood of other single family houses. And you're driving through the neighborhood and you notice this house. And the thing that you notice about this house is it is in bad shape. Compared to the other properties in the neighborhood, this property looks like it's in really bad shape. So you take notice. Now, most people would see that and they would just say, yeah, slum house, and they would just keep driving through. But when your eye has been educated on what the potential of an asset can be for you, you would look at that house and you would say, there is opportunity there. And then because you've been educated on how to take advantage of the opportunity, you can go through a process where you can determine whether or not the asset makes sense for your portfolio or not. And it costs you nothing to go through this exercise. You don't even have to trade your cow for any beans. All you have to do is have knowledge about the market, knowledge about the asset class, knowledge about what you're investing in. And then, once you have the knowledge worked out in your favor, if somebody offers you beans for your cow, you might trade the cow to get the beans, which are effectively a nasty, dirty, disgusting property that you know how to completely renovate, turn around, make it one of the nicest properties in the neighborhood that will cause people to want to live there. I just explained the Lifestyles Unlimited business model to you. Did you hear it? It's not a fairy tale. It's the real deal. And it's kind of nested in the Jack and the Beanstalk story. When you know how to harness information, when you know how to do with the information what you need to do, the possibilities for you are endless. How many times do I tell you about potential assets that come into my inbox on a daily basis, and I share those assets with you? I don't share everything that comes into my inbox with you, because if I did that, you know what you would get? You would get a radio show with me reading my inbox to you. That's how many opportunities that I get. I don't pursue every opportunity. Some of those opportunities I screen out. There is something about the opportunity that right away I know that asset isn't going to work. So I screen that asset out of my opportunity list. But then I go on to the next one and I can't screen it out. There's enough information there that tells me that maybe this asset could do for my portfolio what I needed to do. So what do I need to do? I need to do a little more research, a little more pencil sharpening, a little more figuring out what the asset could do for me. And I spend a couple minutes estimating what repairs need to be done and then figuring out if the asset, based off of the repairs, makes sense for the asset itself. In other words, I'm looking to see, will the asset produce cash flow and equity participation for me? Because that's what I'm after. When we come back from the break, more fairy tales. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by revisiting your childhood, and we're, I'll just be blunt with you. I'm telling you a bunch of fairy tales. Yeah, I'm telling you a bunch of fairy tales. Now, I've told you two so far. I've got more to tell you. But all of these fairy tales have a purpose to them. These are fairy tales that I think have subliminally placed in your mind the concept of wealth building. Now, it's sitting in your mind. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to enact it. I'm trying to wake it up. I'm trying to make your brain go, oh, is that what he's trying to tell me? That's exactly what I'm trying to do. All right. Let's talk about the fisherman and his wife. Have you heard this one? Now, when I was a kid, I didn't hear this one. I didn't hear this one until I was older. Yeah, I didn't hear it until I was older, but that doesn't mean you didn't hear it. So I'm going to share it with you right now. On a wind-swept shore, a humble fisherman hauls in a flounder that speaks, claiming to be an enchanted prince. In exchange for freedom, it will grant wishes. The fisherman, content with his lot, tells his wife, who's less satisfied. She demands a snug cottage, and the sea churns as the wish is granted. But the hunger grows. A stone castle follows, then a kingship, an emperorship, and finally, she demands to be a god, controlling the sun and the moon. Each wish makes the sea stormier until the fish, fed up, strips everything away, leaving them in their original hovel. Now, this is a grim fairy tale. It's grim because it was told by the Brothers Grimm. Yeah, the Brothers Grimm told this grim fairy tale. And this tale is a cautionary saga about greed and the illusion of enough. The fisherman's wife embodies the investor who, flush with gains, keeps chasing more, leveraging assets, maybe buying on margin, and scaling it too fast until it all collapses. Unlike the goose's lesson of preserving a steady source of wealth, this story warns about the escalating demands that destabilize wealth, urging contentment and restraint. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, we have a rule that we live by. It's one of Dell's three rules of investing that he's laid out for everybody in the Lifestyles Unlimited community, and we follow it. We absolutely follow it. But this particular rule, if you do not understand the context of the rule, you may get the rule wrong. Want to know what the rule is? You can't get rich slow. That's the rule. You can't get rich slow. What that means is that you need to stay focused on your real estate investing business. And you need to make sure that you're doing everything to grow your business. But what you're not trying to do is overextend yourself. You're not trying to grow too fast. You're not trying to do things that will destabilize your investments. And ironically, within the Lifestyles Unlimited community, we have had examples of some members that have done just that. And it was problematic for them. They were able to recover from it. How did they recover from it? By getting back to the basics, by sitting down with their mentor and figuring out where they went wrong, and then designing a plan to get them back on track. It's one of the neat things that Lifestyles Unlimited provides to its members. That dedicated mentoring, the fact that there are people within the organization that are members themselves that have been there, done that, got all the t-shirts, and they have a gift for helping other people. So they become what we consider as dedicated mentors as part of the Lifestyles Unlimited team. Yeah, Lifestyles Unlimited has its own team of people, which are primarily members, that provide services to the membership that I take advantage of. I do. I probably talk to my mentor at least once a week. And the reason I talk to my mentor once a week is because it's important for me to not only keep my mentor abreast of what I'm up to, but more importantly, just to have a conversation with somebody who's having a conversation with a lot of other people. That to me is invaluable. The amount of information that my mentor develops and then shares with everybody else is one of the neat things that I love about my mentor. I get information that I would not get anywhere else. Now you're starting to understand why I like to have a conversation at least once a week. Now, do I make it a routine? Do I make it, okay, it's Monday at 9:30, I have to call Jeff, my mentor? No, that's not how it works. It's not something that you just go through the motions and do. It's something you want to do because you're going to get some benefit out of it. And those conversations that I have with them, they don't have to be 1 hour conversations. They don't have to be 2 hour conversations. Heck, they don't have to be 30 minute conversations. The majority of the time I'm on the phone with Jeff, 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah, because I can get the information that I need in about 3 to 5 minutes. And that also involves, hey, how's the family doing? Because I actually care about his family. I have met his family, and they are really nice people. And they're friends of mine. So yeah, I am interested in knowing how they're doing. So I do ask, but then once I get the information I'm looking for, I get refocused on the rest of the information that I need. And then I take that information and I put it to work building my real estate business. Sounds like I'm like working 40, 50, 60 hours a week doing this stuff, right? Well, maybe in my mind I kind of am, but if I physically sit down and I look at the amount of time I actually dedicate to my real estate investing business, it's not that crazy amount of time. It is a lot less time. Now, ready for another fairy tale? Well, I got one for you. Here it goes. In a quiet town, a shoemaker and his wife scraped by, their leather dwindling to a single pair's worth. One night, as they sleep, tiny elves sneak in, stitching the leather into shoes so exquisite they fetch a high price. Night after night, the elves return, crafting masterpieces that transform the shop into a bustling business. Curious, the couple spies on their helpers and, in gratitude, sews tiny clothes for the elves. Delighted, the elves dance off, never to return, but the shoemaker's newfound skills and reputation keep the wealth flowing. Sounds like a happy ending, doesn't it? All right, let's talk about what this story really means. This tale glows with the warmth of collaboration and gratitude. The elves are like silent partners or a skilled workforce boosting the shoemaker's output. His initial poverty reflects a struggling entrepreneur, and the elves help mirror a breakthrough. Maybe it's a new technology. Maybe it's a mentor. Maybe it's a lucky break. Or maybe it's just knowing what to do. The key to sustained wealth is the couple's reciprocity. By rewarding the elves, they secure their own future. Unlike the goose's passive income, this story celebrates active effort and ethical wealth building through skill and fairness. And I'll tell you what, that's how we roll at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's exactly how we roll at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're about ethics. You will hear the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. I talked about him earlier in the show. I'm going to talk about him again now. You will hear him say on numerous occasions, and he always brings this up. This is not a one and done thing. He is always bringing up that Lifestyles Unlimited is about ethics. We are about running ethical businesses. We don't promote unethical business practices. We only promote ethical ones. And the things that we do to teach our members how to go about the business of real estate investing is based in ethics. I will tell you this. There are thousands of hours of content available to me as a Lifestyles Unlimited member on any real estate investing subject that I want content on. If I want content on roofs, it's there. If I want content on how to do foundation repair, it's there. If I want content on, well, anything, it's there. So why is it there? Because our members need it. Our members desire it. And if our members want something that we're not providing, we tend to develop content to meet that demand. Because we're all about education, we're all about mentoring, and we're about ethics. We are about ethics. Let me get into, I'm running out of time. I've got so many more fairy tales I want to share with you because I think it's kind of fun, don't you? I think it's fun. All right, we're gonna do this one, Puss in Boots. You've seen the movie, right? You've seen the animated movie, Puss in Boots, right? All right, so you probably know the basics of the story, but just in case you don't, or just in case, you know, Pixar took liberty with the story, let me give you the basics. Imagine a Miller's youngest son, left with only a cat after his father's death. But this isn't any cat. This is Puss. With his sleek fur and sharp wit, he dons boots and he hatches plans. He presents his master as the Marquis de Carabas, gifting game to the king to win favor. Puss tricks an ogre into transforming into a mouse, devours him, and claims the ogre's castle for his master. He then orchestrates a meeting between the Marquis and the king's daughter, securing a marriage and a fortune through sheer audacity. Now, Puss in Boots is kind of a masterclass in wealth building through cunning and social engineering. And Puss is the ultimate networker, leveraging his charm and deception to climb the social ladder. But there's a problem. He's kind of a schemer. Have you noticed? He's kind of a schemer. He's branding his master, securing assets, and arranging a profitable marriage, but he's scheming to do it. Do you think that's ethical? That's the question I have for you, is do you think Puss is ethical, given the fact that he tricks an ogre into transforming into a mouse, then eats him, and then basically takes the guy's property? Is that how you want to do business? And I'm here to tell you, no. No, and if you think real estate investing is like that, don't join Lifestyles Unlimited. I'll be the first one to tell you, don't do it. Because as soon as Dell finds out that you're in the organization, he's just going to throw you out. Because we're about ethics. I can't make that any clearer to you. We are about ethics. And you should be also. All right, one more fairy tale to wet your whistle. This is the three little pigs. In a sunny meadow, three pigs set out to build their homes. The first, carefree, slaps together a house of straw. The second, slightly more diligent, uses sticks. The third, methodical and patient, labors over a brick house. When a wolf comes huffing and puffing, the straw and the stick houses, they crumble. But the brick house stands firm. The third pig not only survives, but he outsmarts the wolf, ensuring his safety and his legacy. While not about gold or riches, this tale mirrors wealth building through prudent planning. The pigs' houses represent financial strategies. The straw pig is the spendthrift. The stick pig is the half-hearted saver. And the brick pig is the disciplined investor who happens to prioritize long-term security and is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, this pig is in the club. I'm serious about that. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you hear about the pig, you will understand a lot more than I'm sharing with you on this radio show. Now, there's a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that are, that's just the corners of their lips just kind of curled up because they're smiling. They know exactly what I'm talking about. But you, because you're not a member yet, you don't know, but you will know, so don't worry about it. All right. So what are all these stories, what do they have to do with real estate investing? Well, I think they have everything to do with real estate investing, don't you? I think they have to do with you having a prudent plan, a knowledgeable plan, a plan that is based in education and is embraced with mentoring. You need to have a plan going forward. And I'm here to tell you, you already have a plan. You're already pursuing some kind of plan. You're either invested in real estate, like me, or you're invested in something else, or you're not invested in anything at all. All three of those options, those are all viable plans. Those are all viable plans. So, what's the difference between the plans? Well, the having no plan at all is a problem. I'm just telling you, it's a problem. You probably need to think about having a plan. You probably need to think about becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because trust me, you're going to need a plan. When you don't have a plan, you need a plan. For those of you that are investing in something other than real estate, you do have a plan, but that plan probably has you invested in the stock market, which is kind of terrible right now. And that plan tends to run 30 to 40 or longer years to get you to a place of retirement. When you're on the real estate investing plan, and when you're doing it correctly, that plan gets you on a path to retirement in 5 years or less. The majority of our members get it done in 5 years. Some get it done a little faster, some get it done a little slower. And the reason for that is based on the fact that everybody comes from a different place. Everybody has different resources that they start with. Everybody has different capital available to them. Everybody has different time available to them. Everybody has different factors that impact their retirement strategy. But here's the one thing that I know. Having become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, the retirement plan that Lifestyles Unlimited presents to its members is perfect for you. It's perfect for you because the plan itself is a customized plan based on your goals, wants, needs, and desires. You customize the plan how you see fit. If you decide you want to invest in single family, you do it. If you decide you want to invest in multifamily, you do it. If you decide you want to invest in other forms of commercial real estate, you do it. The point is this. There are many paths to get you to that point of retirement. We just got to get you on the path that makes the perfect sense for what you're trying to accomplish. Now, fairy tales probably kept us from doing some dumb things as kids, and maybe fairy tales are going to keep us from doing some dumb things as adults. But here's what I know. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you follow the map that we provide to you, you will avoid doing dumb things. If you want to do what I'm doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for the free workshop or for the expo, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.